Spain's privilege, and it is a privilege granted to them by America, and how much they do or don't spend on their militaries, because NATO subsidizes Spain's military defense, which is subsidized by America.
Yeah.
We subsidize the entire European Union's defense to a substantial margin, an increase, which is why a lot of America Firsters wanted us out of NATO, which Democrats defend vehemently. They defend
you
NATO.
You want to get out of NATO?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
How does NATO work, Royce?
Right now, it works that it's breaking the American people's back, a working class of a bunch of Europeans.
How does it work, Royce?
They're giving their continent and their countries away to foreign invaders, the same way Democrats want to do
here. Can you point to me where
I'll tell you how it works.
It has a line item for NATO and Spain's defense? Where is that in the federal budget?
Are you saying that the American taxpayers do not fund NATO?
I asked you a question.
Why don't y'all answer each other's question? Why don't y'all answer each other's question?
You're not even starting from the same reality. If you don't accept that America subsidizes NATO, then you're not even dealing in reality.
How does NATO work? I don't think you understand.
Does America subsidize NATO?
What does that mean?
Does America put in the lion's share of the funding for NATO?
You think there's
Isaiah, that is a direct question. Does American put in a lion's share money to NATO? That is a direct question.
No, because I don't think that Royce understands how NATO works.
All right, well, tell us.
NATO means that every country has their direct investment that they spend on their own military for their own defense. The 2% target for defense spending that these countries have, it's not like America is paying that. That's saying that you want the United Kingdom, you want France, you want our NATO allies to go and spend that on their own defense. Royce, you seem to believe that there is a line item in the United States budget for Spain's defense or for France's defense. And if you believe that, then Royce, why don't you go and show me where in the federal budget this is instead of spouting conspiracy theories?
I didn't say that. I said that we are the lion's share majority of subsidization for NATO. We give the most out of any of the other countries. They don't carry their weight, and they don't carry their weight to a degree where if they need to go to war with an enemy on their border, such as Russia, they have to call us to help them to do it, which is exactly why we're still in a war in Ukraine now, because NATO couldn't fight Russia without America's help. So we do put in the money.
Ukraine's not even in NATO.
Okay.
Exactly right, sir. That is exactly right. Spain's privilege, and it is a privilege.
And you then have to determine what you're going to do for the people that are here that are undocumented. I happen to believe that if every single person that is illegal and they haven't committed a crime here or elsewhere, and they agree to pay every single tax, state, federal, and local, and they agree to pay an additional tax of 7% for 7 years, and they do that, that's something that will be able to give American citizenship to. It'll create billions of dollars for us right here for the taxpayer that we can use to cut taxes for Americans and ensure that we can actually go and put trades back in schools for our young people. That is something that is an America First policy that is vastly better than the hundreds of billions of dollars that Trump is in line to spend to go and do this mass deportation program, which ultimately hasn't yielded anything for us anyway.
Royce, I couldn't hear what you were saying while he was talking. Go ahead.
Of course he believes that.
He believes what? Of course he believes what?
Of course he believes we should tax these people and find these people and let them stay in our country. For tax revenue, right. For the expansion of the IRS and the federal government. Further expansion.
No, I just told you to cut taxes and to put trades back in schools. Are you opposed to trades in schools?
When has the federal government ever expanded?
Are you opposed to trades in schools?
When was the last time the federal government expanded in the tax rate?
Are you opposed to trades in schools, Russ?
When was the last time the federal government expanded and the tax rate went down? When was the last time the federal government expanded and the tax rate went down?
You're doing a lot of dream shaking like Elijah on the summit right now. I'm just asking.
When was the last time the federal government expanded and the tax rate went down?
Royce. We're talking
when
about
when was the last time the federal
said.
Government expanded?
See, this is what I'm talking about, Steve. You can't even have
Royce, let him answer. Go ahead, Isaiah.
No, wait. I didn't answer, Mike. Wait.
Okay, go ahead. I'm just saying, but you asked the same question in five times. That's all I'm saying.
Let's go back to the original point. Right. The original point.
He doesn't want to address it.
The original. I've already addressed the economy at a fundamental level.
I just told you about what I just believe.
want to start with sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This is rocket fuel. This is incredible. This is rocket fuel. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is a cocktail I drink every day. A squirt of ultramethylene blue and T3. You are insane if you don't get it. Okay? Well, listen. You are insane if you don't get it. I am a wrecking ball. I am obsessed with this. I can't stop. And now I'm having this. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is the truth. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. Do you understand that? Does that burn into your brain?
I think I'm going to buy some methylene blue now.
DallasShowShore.com.
You are listening to an AJN Live Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Let him answer. Go ahead, Isaiah.
No, wait. I didn't answer Mike.
Go ahead. I'm just saying, but you asked the same question in five times. That's all I'm saying.
Let's go back to the original point. The original point.
He doesn't want to address it.
I've already addressed the economy at a fundamental level. We have a death and debt culture that we've accepted because there are benefits for everybody across the aisle. Modern monetary theory, which is a progressive political and economic philosophy, is a debt trap for all working class citizens across a big time horizon. I'm going to talk about the border right now. Of course you would say that we should tax and fine these people because it's a passive aggressive way for the Democrats to get the goal that they had, which was to import unlimited, unfettered illegal immigrants.
And now I don't support illegal immigration.
No, you do, because you want to let them stay.
I don't. I don't support illegal immigration.
He's saying you do because you want them to stay. You're not willing to find them and deport them. That's what he's saying.
Well, because this is what I'm saying. What's happening right now? Spending with Spain.
Do we have to tell you 1,000 more times that Bibi Netanyahu's a scumbag little? What do you want us to? What does he have to do? What would he? Again, the same litmus test I ask of the Democrats. How much Somali fraud do you have to uncover? Tell me. What's the number? Is it $100 billion? Is it $1 trillion? How much would they have stolen for you to go, all right, wait a minute. Just, hold on. Same thing's true of Bibi. What would he have to do for President Trump and these Christian Zionists to say, you know what, this is absolutely unacceptable? Well, he's already crossed that line with President Trump.
The Christian Zionists.
I know.
Where there's nothing Israel can do.
But again, then they're Satanists. Well, wait a second. Let's be clear. No. It's very easy. If there's nothing somebody could do to cross the line in your mind, you're a Satanist. It's real simple. Like, there are things President Trump could do to cross the line where I'd be like, all right, I don't support that. That's what I'm saying. It seems like Israel's starting to cross that line. But, you know, where's the apology for all the people who said it, for all the people who warned that this was an issue? Where's the reconciliation? Because all we have right now is a fractured movement headed in the wrong direction.
Maybe the reconciliation's right around the corner.
Oh, but no. Seems to be. No, it's not. Because in order to, we either have to reconcile, and it's the same thing I'm saying to the party in Minnesota. It's funny, it's a microcosm. We either have to reconcile in one direction or the other. We can't reconcile in both directions because the gap is a fundamental disagreement about priorities and the rightful order of things. So we can't reconcile back to the Mark Levin side, because if you try and reconcile to the right of President Trump, all the people who were warning, saying, hey, wait a minute, you got to watch Israel. They're not playing on the up and up. If you reconcile to that side, the Mark Levins of the world are out, and they will vote Democrat, or they will support Democrats. And they will, at the perfect time, collaborate to see President Trump thrown in prison. At the very perfect and opportune moment, they will collaborate with these communists to see President Trump thrown in prison, the same way Bill Kristol said to vote for Mamdani. He's a perfect example. And Mark Levin's a, what, a key turn away from that? He can pretend, you know, he gets paid well to do his thing. You know, the CIA is paying him well to be that pillar of the conversation. But when push comes to shove, if President Trump really starts to defect from this Israel line of country, he's going to abandon the president. Look at him now. He's already calling for the Congress to look over the treaty. You scumbag little. You didn't have a problem with President Trump superseding Congress any other time. I don't have a problem with it. I'm telling him that he should supersede Congress far more than he's doing now. But Mark Levin was, you know, on board with that as long as it meant that we were doing what we're doing in the Middle East. Now that President Trump calls for a peace treaty, he says, well, Congress is going to have to look this over. Why? Could it have to do with AIPAC?
It didn't go down the way he was expecting.
Could it have to do with the fact that AIPAC has so much sway in the Congress? And you Christian Zionists out there put up with this clown? That's what I was saying yesterday and a couple of days ago about the standard of the conversation heads in this country. These people are goofy. They're not even, I don't even take them serious. So therefore, I can barely take politics serious. And everybody looks at me like, well, Royce, why you didn't show up here? Why you didn't do that? You guys aren't serious. This is not serious. Mark Levin is not a serious person. He's a caricature. A little bald-headed fat whose, you know, allegiance lies with another country before our own. And he you know, jumps the fence back and forth, based explicit, blatantly based on his own agenda and his own desires. That's serious to people? Intellectually, that's serious?
You got a clip here, young Tanner. Right till there. That's it.
Is that a
stunning indictment of Mark Levin, well reasoned and spoken with profanity laced all the way through it. Yeah, it's a huge viral crowd. It's going to go viral.
Dr. Fauci, as head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, provided millions in U.S. taxpayer dollars to fund dangerous gain of function research on bat coronaviruses at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, work which is now widely viewed as the source of the unintentional lab leak that sparked the pandemic. Now, in support of President Trump's maximum transparency mandate, today, on my final day as Director of National Intelligence, I'm releasing never-before-seen communications and documents that expose exactly how Fauci worked with politicized career leadership in the intelligence community to suppress the truth about his actions, the virus's lab leak origins, and his role in directing U.S. funding for this dangerous research that caused immeasurable harm and countless lost lives. Now, these documents expose Fauci's direct role in influencing and manipulating IC assessments on COVID-19 and how Fauci lied to Congress in 2024 when under oath he denied knowledge of or participation in discussions with intelligence officials about viral research. We also received testimony from multiple intelligence community whistleblowers who reported retaliation for challenging the intelligence community's manipulation of intelligence on the virus's origins, once again revealing a clear pattern of suppressing dissent, silencing critics, and burying the truth. Dr. Fauci's close relationships with the intelligence community enabled him to assume three key roles that shield him from scrutiny. First, Dr. Fauci funded dangerous gain-of-function coronavirus research linked to Big Pharma and their pursuit of universal vaccines worth trillions of dollars. Second, Dr. Fauci was the behind-the-scenes advisor who, alongside his hand-picked so-called experts, pushed the intelligence community to endorse a natural animal origin to hide his dangerous gain-of-function research that he funded using taxpayer dollars, all of this in a deliberate attempt to cover up the truth and shift the blame and attention away from Fauci's own actions. Third, Dr. Fauci became the nation's pandemic pundit, and he publicly pushed lies, disinformation, and censorship using every platform available. Now, according to hundreds of reviewed emails, which are included in this release, the intelligence community almost always incorporated Fauci's recommendations. He promoted a fraudulent paper whose publication he helped prompt as legitimate information for intelligence community consideration. Senior analysts praised Dr. Fauci not as a policymaker, but as what they called an unbiased guide to the real coronavirus experts, while deliberately ignoring experts who might dissent from Fauci's narratives. Now, Fauci didn't stop there. He blatantly lied to Congress under oath during his 2024 testimony to the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic, denying that he ever spoke to any intelligence agency about COVID. Now, the correspondence I'm releasing today directly contradicts his sworn testimony. Now, we received statements from multiple whistleblowers revealing that the intelligence analysts who dared to challenge Dr. Fauci's COVID origin conclusions faced threats of retaliation, marginalization, and many suffered career setbacks. For example, a contractor was terminated just days after coming forward to ODNI as a whistleblower. Another example, those who advocated for the lab leak hypothesis or expressed dissenting views were reminded by their managers that leadership would determine which analysts would be promoted and which would not. The message was clear: go along or be punished. Now, senior leaders also sought to undermine whistleblowers by removing anonymity, which is required in the whistleblower process, as they made their complaints, and also insisting that their managers or attorneys be present during ODNI meetings where these whistleblowers were coming forward with their testimony, obviously creating an atmosphere of intimidation. The COVID pandemic caused tremendous hardship and pain for millions of our fellow Americans and countless people around the world. Now, after years of lies and censorship and cover-ups, the American people deserve transparency, truth, and accountability. The tactics that were used to hide the truth are straight from the deep state playbook. Politicized self-serving leaders like Dr. Fauci covered up their own wrongdoing and abuses of power, manipulated intelligence, lied to Congress, and undermined a duly elected president by restricting his access to the vital facts he needed to keep the country safe. It's time you know the truth.
What time are you guys supposed to be in here? 5? Okay. We'll see you later, guys. When you knock on my door. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Go home. Go home. You stay. I want you to hear this stuff. We don't need the board. Get out of here. In your careers of having won no championships, tomorrow is the biggest game of your life. And what do we have? We got bull. We got excuses, we got faces, okay? Well, I'm telling you something right now. If you lose tomorrow, you'll be the laughingstock, of high school basketball. Do yourselves a favor. When you're going home now, and we're done, right? And you know we're not done. You're going home, and I hope you're ready. And anybody mumbles now, I'll knock somebody the f*** out.
How do we come to an accord in that regard? I'll start with you, Royce.
Oh, there's no accord. We're well past the accord. These people just lie. Like, for example, I brought up the illegal immigrant situation. He hasn't addressed it one time since he's spoken. He refuses to address that the Joe Biden administration and the Democrats as a party, as a political movement, believe in and support, condone, let in 20 to 15 million foreign invaders. He won't even address it. And that's not by accident. It's on purpose. This country cannot be the only country in the world without a border, okay? We should not let unlimited amounts of people come into this country, and it does have an effect on our culture, on our communities, and the economy. But that's not even the real issue. And what I said about the economy is 100% accurate. He's talking about President Trump. I'm talking about how the system works. which is why after George Floyd died, I led people to the Federal Reserve because I wanted to educate them on how monetary policy actually works. Not to, to point all of their anger and animosity at police, which are government workers, by the way, working class people who bear a lot of the same economic burden that many of the people who protested them bear. But how does the money actually flow? How does it work? That's not even the real issue. But when I say there's no accord to have, these people believe in cutting off little boys' penises, mutilating children, giving them hormone blockers. It's a pillar of their platform. They're not shy about it. Minneapolis is now the transgender capital. You're talking about people who are under 13, 12, 11 years old being influenced into something that is completely, completely unjustifiable by any medical standard worth its salt that hasn't been captured by the same academic philosophy, but certainly by any historical standard. The two universal standards for having a country, you have a border that you control, and you do not normalize cutting off your son's penises or mutilating them through hormone blockers and medicine. So there is no accord with these people. They're unmoored from reality, and they want to talk, you know, they talk fast. They bring a bunch of buzzwords and things like that to distract you from the issues. The reason they don't like me is because I'll bring you right back to the root issue. You let in 15 million foreign invaders, and you believe in cutting off little boys' penises. We should never give these people the government back under any circumstances. So there's certainly not an accord.
Isaiah?
You know, it's just really interesting. You know, Roy's not at any point wanted to address anything when it comes to the economy. And, I understand that you might not necessarily have anything when it comes to that, so it's not really surprising. But ultimately, Stephen A., I do think that to get back to the root of your question about how we can come to an accord, I think that it's just by using common sense.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live, the Alex Jones Network. I'm your guest host for the evening, Royce White. I'm in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Happy Father's Day to everybody in the audience. We got to be grateful for everything that we have, and none of us would be here without our fathers, despite all of the radical feminist energy. Radical feminist energy, like you just saw from the gentleman I was debating, Isaiah Martins, a fast up and comer, or fast rising Democrat there on the other side of the aisle. But we have to remember our fathers. Without our fathers, none of us would be here. And the ultimate father, God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our Father who art in heaven. So again, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. We are grateful for all of you as well, and I'm grateful to be a father myself. Where to even begin? A lot in the cold open there. We're going to discuss a lot of it over the bombshell, without a doubt. Without a doubt, the bombshell, top of the news, is Tulsi Gabbard's disclosure of Dr. Fauci's guilt. Guilty of lying to the Congress, guilty of trying to hide the gain of function research. Some of us were quite early on the gain of function side of things. I posted a picture on X a couple of days back of July 24th, 2021. I'm at the Big Three Basketball League, and I'm wearing a shirt that says gain of function on it. Can't tell you how much the mainstream media had a field day with that picture and said I was a conspiracy theorist, like many of you in the audience, like much of the InfoWars audience. They call us conspiracy theorists nonstop, and then when the conspiracies get proven true, they never care to correct the record. And that's a dangerous thing for a society. It actually is. It's not a casual thing that people get called conspiracy theorists, and then when the conspiracies end up being true, when the conspiracy theories end up being conspiracy facts, they never correct the record. Well, that's what we're dealing with. And I know a lot of you are hypercritical of President Trump, and for good reason. We should be hypercritical of our leaders always, especially in these times. But I think eventually I'm going to win a lot of you over when I say the only logical answer for us is to keep the country by force. That's where we're at. I'm sorry. I know people aren't going to like that. People say, oh, it's against the Constitution. You don't fix the Constitution by breaking the Constitution. You don't fix the problems by breaking the rules, blah, blah, blah. You know, I hear you. Okay. The bottom line is these people live in an alternative universe. Now, we have a significant argument. You saw how I, you know, how I feel about Mark Levin, and nothing, no amount of money or no amount of encouragement from anyone could get me to change my opinion on Mark Levin. I think he's a caricature. Honestly, I think he's an idiot. I think he's pompous and arrogant, and I don't think he can be trusted. I think he's disloyal, and that's to say the very least. That's about as nice as I could put it. So, you know, my feelings about people like that are public, and I won't walk them back ever. But with that being said, the disagreement, and that's not a casual thing either. What Mark Levin and the entire Israel First crew are doing is not a casual thing. As soon as the president tries to broker peace, they say, we got to finish the job. What is finishing the job? No, they can never tell you what finishing the job is, because to them, finishing the job is greater Israel. And we don't, you know, we're out. I mean, we're just out. Anybody who thinks that we should be in for the greater Israel agenda has absolutely lost their mind. If Israel wants to do it, fine. Go ahead. Do what you want to do. We just need to get out. We want out. We're like Michael Corleone in The Third Godfather. We want out. As soon as we get out, they pull us back in, right? But it's a part of a much bigger schism of logic in you know, the modern thinking in American political culture. I showed you a little bit there. We got into a discussion about NATO, and I can't for the life of me come to grips with how ill-informed people are about how NATO actually works. It's crazy. It doesn't shock me because of how many stupid gay communist liberals I saw with the Ukraine flags and their you know, Twitter, social media handles next to their rainbow flag and their vaccine syringe. So it doesn't shock me per se. But, you know, when you run into things in the wild, it's like, could you believe that a Sasquatch exists? Yes, you could. You know, you could imagine one. But if you run Bigfoot, right? Same thing here with some of these stupid gay communist liberals. It's like, I knew you people didn't understand how NATO worked because of your shilling for Ukraine. But boy, when your talking heads fumble on NATO the way this young up and coming star who ran for Congress down there in Texas, one of the Jasmine Crockett types, my mind's still sort of blown. It's like, we don't provide the majority of the money for NATO? Huh? In what world? In what world is the defense of Europe not on the back of the American working class and taxpayer? In what world? And they come up with all these esoteric arguments like, yeah, well, you know, there really is no NATO. It's a defense treaty, and it's the money that you spend on your own military. We're not writing a check to NATO. Somebody writes a check. Your great-great-grandchildren are writing the check. Every time we spend money we don't have to raise the debt ceiling, or another CR that raises the debt ceiling, and we go further in debt and we print money to meet the demand of our defense budget, which we often justify by saying we got to defend Europe because they can't defend themselves. And when Vladimir Putin decides to roll across that Ukraine border, everybody says, oh, do you really expect the Ukrainians and the French and the Italians and the British and the Spaniards and the Poles to defend their own territory? Of course you don't. We have to defend them. And then when we go to war in the Middle East, people say we shouldn't be getting involved in other people's wars. I mean, the cognitive dissonance is profound. We're just getting started this evening. Royce White and the Belly of the Beast. We'll be right back in a moment here on the Alex Jones Network. Stay tuned.
I don't sell crap. Bovine colostrum. I'm going to get back to news. I didn't do any plug in the first hour. And Bigly, about a year ago, puts out a survey. A lot of you that are, you know, if you're a VIP, you get surveys. And, you know, once a month or something, they'll ask, hey, what are you wanting? Or what are you liking best? Or what products would you like? And that's smart to ask customers that, right? And you're kind and you tell us. And it came back. Bovine colostrum was in the top two or three every time. And so was high-grade beef tallow, which we now have for you as you requested. And it's a great seller. Not rocket scientist to ask your customers what they want. That's the number one rule of sales. Well, have a great product and find out what your customer wants. You can say the customer's always right. I think there's something better I'm going to tell you, but I'm not going to argue with it. But that's an important rule of sale, but I don't think it's the most ethical point. I'll actually tell you what I think I need to know. But so We got samples of it in before we even private labeled it from a top place to say, hey, you got to try this. Well, and now I'm taking it because I know how good it is. I'm like, okay, the survey wants bovine colostrum, the first milk of 2 weeks out of a mammal. I know it supercharges the immune system. I know it has all these immunity factors that goes in. It's like the natural vaccine. I know it's great. I know that you go back to Germany hundreds of years ago in the UK and even out west here in the US, they had a sickly kid or a preemie. They would give them the colostrum. They would call it the first milk of a donkey. It's like always in all the literature, like the medical doctors, like that. Oh my God, donkey. Donkey colostrum is like, whoa. I mean, like that, donkey. And then horse is good. Goats are good, but it's always donkey's the best. It says, the first 2 weeks milk, the colostrum of a Jenny. That's in medical books from Germany, the UK, the US. That's how powerful colostrum is. Well, we don't have big, creameries and dairies with a bunch of female donkeys. So you're going to have to settle with the cow. But it's good. And so they send in the canister of the company we're going to private label it from. And I'm like, okay. And so I throw it in the back of my car with some other stuff. And a couple days later, I go to have dinner at my parents. And I go, hey, my mom takes, I've seen her take colostrum and stuff. Women like their hair and their nails and all that. I'll give her this. So I go in and give her a couple canisters of it and everything. And then about 2 months later, my mom is like, Alex, I want some more of that. That is incredible.
Several weeks later.
Mom, you got to listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products, but this is the first one that I can go, whoa. It's in a back problem that I've had since Alex was born. Is almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turned darker.
And darker.
So now she gets it from us. She orders it from us. But that just gives you an example of I'm not selling crap, okay? I'm not going to sell you something that doesn't work. Now, with colostrum, it's going to take, you're going to feel it right away in a few days, but it's going to take months for you to see it with the skin and the hair and the nails and all that for it to really kick in. But I'm telling you, you are nuts if you don't go to the alexjonesstore.com and get these right now. Just go get it. And then we can expand and have our legal battles and beat the New World Order, and you'll be as happy as a pig in poop. And there's a bunch of sales on all the best-selling products right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I can't be bought. I am simply funded by you if you like the work we're doing.
Nice try, globalist, but Alex Jones is still here, and he's not leaving. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here on the Alex Jones Network, Sunday Night Live. I'm your guest host, Royce White. I'm in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And happy Father's Day again to all the fathers in the audience. We have a crisis of masculinity in this country. Crisis of masculinity in the West. Crisis of masculinity worldwide. And what will it take? I mean, again, I say this and people, I know you don't like it. I get it. You don't like it. I understand. Trust me. But you got to face facts here. Okay. If we give these people the government back, there'll never be another fair election again. And hormone blockers is going to be the very least of our worries, although it may be the most profound reality test that we have. And as you saw there in the debate, this guy, Isaiah Martin, I guess he's a professional debater. They got all these, 20-v-1 debates popping up. A couple of people have offered for me to do them. I probably wouldn't be much fun in them because I don't really believe in some of these intellectual highbrow debates with people who just lie. And a lot of these people lie. They just lie straight through their teeth. So I bring it right back to the central issue. You guys let in 15 to 20 million foreign invaders intentionally, and you believe in cutting off little boys' penises. You believe in hormone blockers, which is medical castration. But if you really push these leftists far enough, they'll come out and tell you they believe in actually taking a knife to a little boy's genitals if it means affirming their gender. We don't have to go much further than that, but we can. We certainly can, for our own entertainment, our own amusement. We can go as far as we want to go, arguing back and forth. At some point, the argument becomes an excuse for us not to do the tough thing. And the tough thing is President Trump needs to keep the government by force. That's not seditious. It's not insurrection. Don't even let them gaslight you with that. You cannot have people running your government who are unmoored from reality. You cannot have people running the government who live in an alternative universe, an alternative reality. It is a threat to national security, let alone the prosperity and well-being of the everyday average American citizen. It's real simple. See, but and there's a crisis of masculinity. Like, rule number one, never listen to an effeminate liberal man. Rule number one, never listen to an effeminate liberal man on anything. Rule number two, never listen to a black effeminate liberal man on anything. Rule number one and rule number two, one and 1A. Don't listen to effeminate liberal men, period. But the real crisis of masculinity, so that's a crisis of masculinity. You can almost count it as a crisis of femininity, because there are some women who are tougher than the Isaiah Martin kid. There are some women who you know, there are some people who have a dominant feminine energy, you know, like a Tulsi Gabbard, who I showed in the cold open for a reason. Right? I mean, she's a woman that's got stones. I mean, balls, real balls. No disrespect, Tulsi. I'm saying that as a compliment. She's got granite balls. And thank you for your service. We wish you and your husband well. We know he's dealing with a serious health issue. And we wish you both Godspeed and thank you for your service. She's got courage. So there are women who have courage. And when you get a man who's as feminine as Isaiah Martin, I actually count that as a crisis of femininity, because they're so feminine. The crisis of masculinity, because I don't even count them as having any masculinity. And these stupid gay communists, I mean, we have to get beyond arguing with these cuck, soft, weenie, liberal retards. We have to get past our entire electoral strategy is like, we need a Michelle Tafoya to appeal to the middle. Any appeal to the middle is an appeal to insanity. These people are insane. We don't need to negotiate with them at all. We have to come to grips with the fact that if we continue to appeal to the middle as they pull the Overton window way out there in the left field, we're eventually going to be pulled right into the abyss, over the line of that tug of war. We're already over the line. We all know it. We all know it. You just need somebody with a pair of balls like mine. Okay, you need this tungsten pair of balls to tell you what you already know, to reiterate what you already know. We have to keep the government by force. That's it. Real simple. It's not seditious. It's not insurrection. It's a matter of common sense. They've watered down the schools and the education. They flooded the mainstream media. They've censored and deplatformed the Alex Joneses of the world. They've indicted the President Trumps, took a shot at him to try and scare him and the rest of us the same way they did after they shot John F. Kennedy's head off. They gaslit you into saying RFK Jr. is a conspiracy theorist when he says do a few more push-ups versus Ozempic or whatever else. You get what I'm saying. They've gaslit us. They've threatened us, they've bullied us, they've gaslit us, and all they're waiting on you to do is to say what I'm saying now so they can, you know, have their gotcha. We told you they're fascists. Antifa, get the flags ready. Get the gay flags ready, Antifa. We told you they're fascists. You know what? Shut your stupid gay communist mouth. Let's go there. Let's go there, America. All that 1776 American patriot badass don't mean nothing if you're not really ready to go there. I'm in the belly of the beast. I'm in Minnesota behind enemy lines with all the commies, all the jihadists, all the fake Republicans. They're really Israel firsters. Let's just be honest, right? Because they're pro-choice. As long as you're pro-Israel, you can be pro-choice. As long as you're pro-Israel, you can kill an unborn child. No problem. You know, that's the Christian Zionist. That's the modern and current Christian Zionist framework. As long as you support, as long as you have unlimited and unfettered support of Israel and Mark Levin, then you can kill an unborn child. No bearing on your Christian, no bearing whatsoever on your eternal standing. No, because defending Israel supersedes support or condoning killing unborn children now. I mean, that's how crazy we've gotten. So you got these feckless Republicans. Can we just say the quiet part out loud? You know, shout out to the General Flynn. Shout out to the Eric Princes of the world. Shout out to the Steve Bannons of the world. Shout out to the Russ Votes of the world who took all the scrutiny when they said, oh, the Grim Reaper of Project 25, whatever it was. I don't even remember, you know. Because all it was the liberals, again, kicking up dust and making us feel crazy for saying we have to take drastic measures in order to save this republic, which is exactly what we have to do. Let the Negro from the belly of the beast, who was raised around cultural Marxists, come to tell you after this Juneteenth holiday, okay? The only answer to save this country is if a man with sacred honor and benevolence keeps the government by force and starts to systematically, programmatically rearrange things. And you say, well, Royce, that's extreme. No, you know what's extreme? Extreme is letting a little pipsqueak, pseudoscience, sellout, or traitor like Dr. Fauci get together with his band of mad scientists and genetically modify a virus in the name of public health and safety. That's extreme. Let's release a bunch of genetically modified mosquitoes into the Everglades because, Dengue virus may, explode. Shut your stupid gay communist mouth, please. You know, it's the same thing with Ukraine. Oh, Vladimir Putin, he's going to roll across Europe. You know, we got to stop him. Oh, they all love the Russians. Oh, President Trump's in cahoots with the Russians. You know what? It's got nothing to do with us. Back to my point about NATO, there was this distinct moment in this debate, and you can go watch it on Stephen A's channel, and God bless America. There's still some people in this country that actually get it. I think we're in a minority, and that's why I'm telling you the prescription is we have to just keep the government as a matter of sacred honor. You're outnumbered. That's okay. The heresy of democracy, again, is that all majorities are made equal and righteous. We have this infatuation and obsession with majorities. See, I'm kind of crazy. Like, if I'm in a room and there's 100 of us and 99 people say, we're going to kill this unborn child. I mean, we're going to kill this infant child. Unborn child, infant child, you know, same thing. If we're going to kill this infant child, we're going to ritually sacrifice this infant child. 100 people in a room, 99 people come to the consensus that we're going to murder this infant child in some type of demonic satanic ritual. Yeah? I, the one out of 100, am going to kill as many people in that room as I possibly can. Immoral majorities. I don't care for immoral majorities, for demonic multiplied propagation. And that's what we have. And it's scattered all through our culture. It's just everywhere you look, you know, it's we're surrounded. We're betrayed and we're surrounded. We're in a crisis, spiritual crisis, psychological, philosophical crisis, thus political and social crisis. We're in a crisis, full spectrum crisis, existential crisis. And we want to tiptoe around it. The answer, we know the answer. The answer is, it's just going to get a lot worse before it gets better. But it's only going to get better if it gets worse first. There ain't no easy way out of it. We're in the middle of the forest. We walked here. We were curious. We were all so curious. What could happen to a society? What can happen in a society without God? What would a society be like if people were just moral and good out of their secular humanist duty? What would our society be like? Well, you see what it's like. Ta-da! This is what it's like. The only way out is through. You can't stay where you are, and you can't go back. There ain't no going back. This is a magical forest. As you walk, the forest behind you, just for some odd reason in the simulation, it just disappears. You can't go back. You go, but you turn around, you go back, you thunk, thunk, thunk. You're hitting your head on the you know, the invisible wall behind you. Ain't no going back. And you can't stay where you are because you're sinking where you are. Only way out is through. The only way through is you got to vanquish some demons. Is that too much to deal with? Because if I get it, if it is, just take your little Republican playbook. You know, your milquetoast 501c3 turn the other cheek playbook and go on home. Go on home and you pray that we get it done so that these communist jihadists don't come round you up and kill you for having a Bible on your nightstand. You take your little feckless playbook from the school of McCain or McConnell or John Thune. You take your little feckless Republican playbook and you go home and you pray that we get the job done so you can emerge afterwards and say, we were with you the whole time. No, you weren't. You weren't with, but we'll, you know what? It's okay. It's okay. Come on out. It's okay. We're not going to hold it against you. We know you're cowards. We know you're triple vaxxed. We know, Michelle Tafoya, you took 3-4 boosters. You're triple vaxxed. I'm unvaccinated. Stupid low IQ Negro from the belly of the beast, grew up with the cultural Marxists, you know, led a George Floyd protest about peace to the Federal Reserve so we could talk about how money works or the way that money works, right? Stupid low IQ Negro from the belly of the beast, unvaccinated, denied the lockdowns, took people to the Fed and said, let's talk about money because there's something going on here. There's something more than meets the eye about this pandemic. And I have a distinct feeling it has to do with money. What do you know? It certainly does have to do with money, doesn't it? Surely it has to do with money when your tax dollars go to research that ends up killing millions of people, not only here in America, but all around the world. And somehow you put your head on the pillow at night thinking, I'm this altruistic humanitarian, freedom fighter, social justice warrior. If I put my COVID mask on with my 4 boosters as guidance from scientists who let out a virus, lethal virus that killed millions of people. And for those of you who have common sense and see the problem with that, you want to argue with those people? Go ahead. You know I'm right. You know I'm right. You want to argue with them? You really think you're going to change their mind in time? We're not changing their minds in time. That ain't going to happen. You hold the line. You hold the principle. You move people toward the principle. We're not changing these people's minds, okay? Not in time. We got to take the government by force if necessary. Hold the government. We restructure this country around our core principles and values, and we show the benefit of our worldview, of the things we want to prioritize, like Bobby Kennedy and public health and safety and fitness and eating the right way, self-governance, you know, President Trump, nation of shopkeepers, private ownership, having a small business. You see the signal from the economy. Oh, and then it's this Isaiah Martin. Oh, you don't want to talk about the economy. You're a Marxist. Of course you think it's all about price. And all you stupid Republicans who fall trap to this MacGuffin argument about the economy and affordability, you're just playing right into their hands. Right into their hands. You know, the guy lied multiple times, said the inflation's higher under Trump than it was under Biden. It's not true at all. It's not even remotely true. And even more, when inflation was at its height, around like 9% under Joe Biden, people like Joy Ann Reid were running around on mainstream media telling black men that we only learned the word inflation from Republicans. We didn't know what inflation meant. It wasn't a word that was commonly used. When they inflate the economy, it's not a word that's commonly used. When inflation doesn't drop at the rate that they would like, all of a sudden inflation is the most important issue. And you all buy into it. Here, let's go a layer deeper. The real signal from the noise when it comes to the economy is, as I've said before, and I said during this recent debate, modern monetary theory. Modern monetary theory is a debt trap for all working class citizens across a big enough time horizon. Why? When you print money you don't have, there is a hidden tax. A hidden tax called inflation. When you print money you don't have and you're already $40 trillion in debt, the American people pay for it. When you subsidize your own defense, which in turn is effectively the backbone of the defense for the entire European Union and anywhere else our national interest is, the American people pay. Okay? Now, you can make an argument that debt isn't always a bad thing. Depends on what the debt is spent on. Right? You can go into debt, and debt could be effectively leveraged to the net benefit of a person, community, or in this case, a country. It's possible, right? Now there's going to be debate and argument about what the debt needs to be spent on, what the debt needs to be leveraged for in order for it to be a net positive for a country. I get that. Point being, the signal from the noise on the economy is that the taxes are down for the working class in the immediate. Tips, overtime, Social Security. The taxes are down for the working class who pay through the gills for the debt that we incur. We've relieved some of that burden on them, that immediate burden. We've tried to offset that. The trade deficit offsets that. The SBA loans, which people are conveniently overlooking. When a President Trump makes it possible for people to purchase small businesses from retiring boomers, he's given the next generation a fighting chance to keep a nation through a nation of shopkeepers. Signal from the noise on the economy. But see, I don't even want to talk about the economy. I really don't even want to talk about it. I just think it's a distraction. Let's reality test these people's fundamental worldview. You let in 20 million foreign invaders, and you don't have a problem with it. Nobody's illegal on stolen land. We don't have to go further than that. Let's talk about something else. We're not talking about anything else. That's all we're going to talk about. There are no illegals on foreign land. That's what we're going to stay right there until we get a clear answer. And I didn't get a clear answer. This guy's answer was, let me tell you how crazy this stuff actually is. How crazy these people are. This guy, Isaiah Martin, he ran for Congress as a Democrat down in Texas. He says, we need to tax the illegal immigrants. And we can use 7% tax on the illegal immigrants, and we can use that tax revenue to put trades back in the schools for American citizens. And what's even more scary than him giving such a wildly stupid proposal is how many people in some of these comments think that's a good idea. Why in the world would we need to assimilate illegal foreign invaders and tax them to prioritize education that actually works for American citizens? We don't need to take 20 million foreign invaders and tax them to put trades back in the schools. That's ridiculous. That's mind-blowing that somebody would even say it, let alone people agree. And I thought we couldn't find the foreign invaders. Didn't they say that the reason we can't do mass deportations is because we can't find the foreign invaders? It's too hard to track them down. How the hell are you going to tax them if you can't find them? How are you going to tax the 20 million foreign invaders if you can't find them? And if you can find them, then why can't you deport them? Because they don't want to deport them. It's real simple. This isn't rocket science. It ain't even political science. It's right up in your face. The same way the Federal Reserve has been devaluing the dollar and by way of devaluing our citizenship since its inception. The same way it's right up in your face, the hidden tax of inflation and the rabid printing of money that doesn't exist. For all of those who need a little crash course on the Fed, on central banking, when you have an unlimited checkbook, you can write a check and then charge the government and the American taxpayers interest to pay the money back that you create out of thin air. That's called raping the American taxpayer. Hidden tax. But you won't hear any Democrats call to abolish the Fed. Abolish the Fed! Abolish the Federal Reserve! Abolish it. Don't audit it. You know, don't change it. Don't reform it. We don't need to reform the Fed. We don't need to audit the Fed. Abolish it. Get rid of it. It is an unconstitutional, unacceptable abomination, infamia to the way our American founding fathers envisioned this country. In the Federal Reserve is where the kleptocrats and the oligarchs and the corporatists have taken control of our society. The merger of the corporation and the government through monetary policy and debt, interest, usury. That is the most fascist mechanism of modern society. Interest and usury, the merger of the corporation and the state through monetary policy. I promise I'm not suicidal. Okay? I know when you start saying things that deep, people either check out and go, oh, it's word salad. No, you just don't know how monetary policy works. That's all. It's not word salad. You just don't get it. Or they call you crazy, right? You're not crazy. This is how the system actually works. Watching the Alex Jones Show here on Sunday night. I'm in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O. Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are. But don't despair. We've found a solution. Follow me. I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs.
Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the AlexJonesStore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter.
Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.